everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. Renée looks so angry today. A storm is brewing on the inside of her. Maya has been in Renée's good books ever since they were roommates. However, when Renée finds out that Maya is still secretly in touch with Matthew, she couldn't stand her anymore. Renée had enough of Maya's nagging about her relationship with Matthew, because she makes the same mistake over and over again. It is obvious to Renée that Matthew is using Maya for her money to pay his bills. Whenever he gets sacked, he would come back to Maya the very next day with regret in his eyes. Maya always finds excuses for why she got back with him again. She would justify her actions by saying that she loses her head when she sees him kneeling down at her feet and begging for her help since everyone ditched him, and she's the only one that cares about him. Renée is going to lose her mind. Not because Maya offers help, but because of how she still believes she's head over heels in love with him. Renée is sure that both know the ending of this type of relationship and how much she would suffer by doing this to herself. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, a storm is brewing, is defined as there will be trouble or emotional upset in the near future. Idiom number two, in somebody's good books, is defined as thought of someone's friend or ally. Idiom number three, lose your mind, is defined as become crazy or insane. Idiom number four, lose your head, means lose self-control. And finally, idiom number five, head over heels, means people say they're head over heels in love when they feel disoriented and swept up by their romantic feelings. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, kneel down, is defined as to go down into or stay in a position where one or both knees are on the ground. Number two, nag about, is defined as complain. Number three, find excuses for, is defined as overlook or forgive. Number four, get sacked, is defined as be fired. And finally, number five, get back, is defined as start having a relationship with each other again. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later.